This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. In January, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe announced his plan to have voters decide on whether or not to phase out the state income tax over a five-year period.
This will put more money in their pocket. The general revenue that we collect from Missouri income taxes is nearly $9 billion. And if you put $9 billion back into Missourians' pockets, I believe they'll spend the money and it'll have a more positive effect than if government was spending that money.
Governor Kehoe's proposal includes exceptions to prevent a phase-out in the case of a revenue downturn, and it would also authorize an expansion of the state sales tax on services such as monthly subscriptions or digital services like Audible. We asked you what you thought of the governor's plan, and an overwhelming majority of you voiced concerns over its effects. Donna says, "I'm a senior on a fixed income, and not a large one either. Higher sales tax would be a disaster for me." Saba says, "I do not support eliminating the income tax for a higher sales tax. Sales taxes disproportionately burden lower income people as they spend a much larger share of their earnings on essential goods. Instead, we should reform the income tax by ensuring the ultra wealthy pay higher rates on both their earnings and investments, funding a fair society." What do we know about how such a change, if passed by voters, could affect your financial situation and funding for state services? Joining me to discuss this is Sarah Narkowitz. Sarah is a Washington University law professor and director of the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Elaine. Happy to be here.
Well, Sarah, so what folks were saying, you know, after the State of the State address, I mean, were there murmurings that you heard?
Yeah, so this is a topic I pay a lot of attention to because I teach state and local tax. And I mean, obviously, depending on where you fall on the income spectrum, you're going to have different opinions about how this will affect you. But generally, if this comes to pass, Missouri, which is already a very regressive state in terms of its taxation, will become even more regressive, and that will have a disproportionate impact on lower income and middle income taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specifics in Governor Kehoe's proposal that you feel, you know, are important to clarify?
Well, I think it's sort of interesting what he focused on, because he focuses on eliminating the individual income tax. And, you know, at first blush, that sounds great. Nobody wants to pay income tax. And then he talked about, you know, we'll make it up with sales tax and we will tax our streaming services. But in reality, it would be a lot more than that. To make up the revenue differential, not only would he have to increase the base state sales tax rate, which is currently 4.225, but he would have to really broaden the types of things being taxed, right? So services, which are generally not taxable now, would be taxed. But that goes way beyond streaming services. That's like your hairdresser, right? Anything you do in a service-based economy, with the exception of he accepts agriculture, real estate, and healthcare, everything would potentially be subject to sales tax.
Mm-hmm. What makes that far less simple than it sounds?
Well, it's because when sales tax was created in the mid-30s, everything that was taxed, everything that was sold essentially was what I would call a tangible personal good, right? So it made sense if I went to the store and bought some fabric, you can see it, you pay sales tax on it. As the economy exists today, we are very much a service-based economy and moving more and more towards that. So the average taxpayer now doesn't realize that they are escaping sales tax on the majority or at least a significant portion of their purchases. So when you combine it all, it becomes complex. And one thing that makes Missouri unique is we have a relatively low state sales tax rate now. It's 4.225%. But we have a very high or variable local sales tax rate. And so there's over 50 districts in Missouri where people buying things are already paying more than 11% in sales tax. So if we have to increase the base state tax rate, that could go up significantly. And not only would the rate you're paying on what we already pay tax on go up, but again, you're paying tax on all these new additional items and services.
Now, for those, Sarah, who aren't following what taxes they pay closely, can you provide us a sense of what Missourians pay now in income tax, and how eliminating the income tax, you know, how much effect that would have on the money people have?
Yeah, so Missouri is actually already a fairly low income tax state. We have gone recently from 6% as our highest state income tax rate down to 4.7, and it's scheduled to go down to 4.5%. Missouri has also become the first state to eliminate income tax on capital gains, which is going to be a significant hit on the budget. But generally, Missouri income tax makes up between 60 and 70% of the state's general revenue fund, which funds things like, you know, education, roads, healthcare. So if this goes away, there's a significant deficit to replace, or we have to significantly cut services.
Mm-hmm. Now, Republican State Senator Ben Brown has been at the forefront of the income tax issue for a long time, and he told STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum that he's not concerned about sales tax skyrocketing in Missouri. He said that if residents aren't paying income tax, they'll have more disposable income, which will spur economic activity.
That's actually going to increase the revenue coming in. So it's important to keep in mind that as the volume of business attractions go up, and set aside even the growth we'd see due to any additional population and businesses that this attracts, the taxpayers are getting the raise. It translates to more disposable income. And as that number increases, that it will also bring the sales tax rate down, because there's a provision in this joint resolution that prohibits a windfall to the government. So if you're having more sales tax coming in, we can't have more revenue than the previous year. So they would have to adjust the sales tax rate down to balance that out.
Sarah, what do you anticipate would happen to the collection of sales tax in Missouri?
Well, I think it's going to have to go up significantly. The premise of the elimination of an individual income tax is that it would potentially bring in jobs to Missouri, and maybe that'll happen, right? But the state of Kansas tried something similar a few years ago. It turned out to be disastrous. They repealed it after 5 years. It did not bring in the economic growth that they thought it would. And so I think, again, this is based on where you fall on the income spectrum. If you are a higher income individual, this is definitely going to benefit you. If you're lower income, it's going to take up a significant portion of your income, and it's going to put a squeeze on you. So it just, you know, it varies.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to bring another voice into this conversation. Eli Byerly-Duke is a state policy analyst with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Eli, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
So, Eli, given what Sarah has just said and what we've talked about so far, what stands out to you as being, you know, the thing that you want to bring into the conversation at this point?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the thing that's worth emphasizing here is something that Sarah already touched on. This shift is going to result in higher taxes for many Missourians. And we've seen this play out here at ITEP, where we work on taxes all over the nation, in other states where lawmakers have chosen similar strategies. Our estimate would be that if the state's personal income tax is fully replaced by sales tax, households who are in the middle 20% of earners, so that's going to be folks who are earning an average of $65,000, they're going to see a $500 tax increase over the course of the year. And so, you know, about 60% of Missourians, I would say, that this is going to be a net tax increase. And that's to finance an average tax cut of almost $40,000 for households in the top 1%.
Do you have some sense, with the study that you have done of how novel Kehoe's plan and rationale is compared to the way other states have gone about, you know, phasing out and eliminating sales state income tax altogether?
Well, you know, we've seen other states go down this path or attempt to. One thing that's very common is to say that a state wants to expand the sales tax to include more services, but that's tough. The services themselves are going to be opposed to that. Are going to create a big political barrier. We often have seen lawmakers struggle to actually enact those changes into law. In general, the states that don't have a personal income tax, and there are several, that is not a new development. It's a long-standing feature of their tax code. So we've not seen lots of states. In fact, we haven't recently seen any states successfully eliminate a personal income tax.
Mm-hmm. We put out a call for engagement around this question, and a couple of people did write in favor of the elimination of income tax in Missouri. Michael writes that he's in support because he says everyone would pay and couldn't use deductions to avoid taxes. Also, the wealthy buy more, so they would pay more in taxes. And Regina agrees, saying those who can afford to buy more would pay more taxes. Those who buy less pay less. What do you make of that, Eli? And then I'll come to you, Sarah, after that.
Well, you know, I do think that wealthy people frequently avoid paying their fair share of personal income tax. And I think that the recent shift in Missouri to exempt income from ownership in the form of capital gains is going to make that worse in Missouri. But the reality is that if you're a working or middle-class person, you spend almost all of your money pretty much right away. So the sales tax is going to cover most of your spending, which is nearly all of your income. But for the highest earners, that is not the case. They have lots of money that they don't spend, and they have lots of money that they spend outside of Missouri. So as things stand right now in Missouri, it's actually the opposite, that the personal income tax is what is being paid by the highest earners, and the sales tax is being paid by working and middle-class Missourians.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, is anything you have to add to that, maybe in the context of the teaching that you do and some of the questions that you receive from students?
So I agree completely with what Eli has to say about that. I think one of the interesting things about sales tax is just the psychological difference between paying sales tax and income tax. Eli's completely right. Sales tax is regressive, but people don't always see it as big a burden as income tax because it's taken out gradually. Income tax is usually something you can see in bigger chunks from your paycheck or from you when you file your tax return. But if sales tax goes up with this proposal, it's something people are going to observe very quickly right away. So it's something you have to really think about in this analysis.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. Do you support an elimination of the income tax? Join our conversation by calling 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. We'll discuss more about how the elimination of income tax has affected other states and where the push to eliminate it in other states is coming from when we return. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at jemastl.com.
Welcome back. let's return to our conversation about the potential elimination of state income tax in Missouri, a phase-out plan Governor Mike Kehoe wants voters to approve, how that plan is likely to affect residents at different socioeconomic levels, and what insights can be gleaned from other states' situations. Our guests for this discussion are Sarah Narkowitz and Eli Byerly Duke. Now, one of the things that we're looking at is approval from voters. And we've gotten a lot of response to engagement calls around this. And Eli, before the break, I believe that you mentioned that many of the states that do not have a state income tax in place, that's been in place for some time. But is there something going on right now with public sentiment, with politics, that seems to, be putting this idea on the minds of people as being something that they want to consider and ultimately to approve? And Eli, well, we'll hear from you first.
Sure. I think that all across the country, many people feel that the cost of living has gone up and that they can't afford the lifestyle that they're accustomed to and that they need to support themselves and their family. And that is true. That is, people aren't wrong. The cost of living has gone up, and we have seen pushes to cut state and local taxes that are trying to respond to that. And in this case, and in many cases, that is cutting directly against people's concerns, because the shift is actually going to increase costs on many families. But people's feelings about that are related to their own circumstances. And what we see nationwide is folks do not feel that the wealthy and the high earners and the big corporations also need a tax cut. In a 2025 Gallup poll, only 12% of Americans think the rich pay too much, and only 7% of Americans think corporations are paying too much.
Mm-hmm. We have Mary, who is calling from St. Charles. Mary, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I was calling because I am against decreasing the income tax. I think you could look at 22 years plus of majority rule in Jeff City and to see a redistribution of wealth that has really hurt Missourians. And specifically, I think one good argument, I think, against this, and instead of transitioning it to sales tax, is if we are a consumer-based economy, when we go into a recession, the sales tax are going to plummet. And we've already learned from what the legislator did with the capital gains tax. I think we had like $1.5 billion in surplus about a year and a half ago, and now they say that's not going to be there. I really think Missouri has really gone downhill with the redistribution of wealth. We can see it's not funding our roads properly, our schools, and I just think this is a really bad idea, and I think you can look at to the state of Kansas and what they went through under Governor Sam Brownback's idea of eliminating the income tax and how it devastated them. Mm-hmm. Problem is Missouri.
Mary, thank you. Sarah, what do you have to say in response to Mary's comments?
Well, I think Mary is right. I mean, Missouri, according to the Missouri Budget Project, is 45th in the amount of state revenue it collects per person. So we're already not collecting very much. We're 43rd in the amount we spend per person. So we're very regressive already. Missouri has had a lot of state and local tax reforms recently. There's a lot of push to reduce property taxes that are going through. If we reduce income tax, if we reduce property tax, that is going to put the onus on sales tax, a consumption tax, which really will benefit, again, people with higher incomes, and it will harm people with middle and lower class incomes.
Mm-hmm. To what extent is this a partisan issue among voters? And, has that always been the case, or is there something notably different that is happening right now? Eli?
We found nationwide that folks, it's not a hugely partisan issue. about how people feel about top earners and the wealthy and tax fairness. People can and do have different opinions about how much in total the government and revenue the government should collect and what states should do. But, you know, like I said before, with such huge majorities, you know, 12% of Americans think the rich are paying too much, 7% think corporations are paying too much. That's most people of both political parties.
Mm-hmm. Now, the data do show that eliminating income tax and raising sales tax hurts people on the lower end of the economic ladder. With that being the case, however, why is it that opinions on this topic, why do they split so much along party lines rather than class divides? Sarah?
I honestly think, Elaine, that people, there's so many factors here that people just look at the black and white and think income tax is gone, right? And Republicans tend to like lower taxes. And if they think that income tax is the major tax, then this is a favorable provision. But I think when you look at the numbers, this doesn't lower taxes overall.
Mm-hmm. We have Kathy, who is calling from St. Louis County with a question. Kathy.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Is the base tax or taxes the same across Missouri? I got in a little late on the conversation. I don't know if you discussed that or not, but I have talked to people in other areas, Jefferson City and places, and their tax is lower. We seem to have a lot of, well, since we have municipalities, they put, you know, more and more taxes, and it gets higher and higher. Like Charlie Brennan said, we're all the way up to, in some areas, 11%. And, you know, all of this it reflects on everyone because people buy groceries, they buy clothing, they buy anything that would have a sales tax on it. And I don't understand how the governor, if it's two-thirds, the income tax is two-thirds of the money they bring in, how could he ever think to take that away?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to operate on in the state of Missouri?
Yeah. Kathy, thank you. Sarah, could you respond to that?
Sure. The actual state sales tax rate is 4.225, and that is uniform across the entire state of Missouri. But local governments also collect sales tax, and that varies across the state of Missouri. So in Missouri, they go up to combined up to 11%. But it varies depending on where you are in the state.
Mm-hmm. Linda also wrote in with a question. With no income tax, what happens to all those tax deductions for charitable giving? Will that impact organizations and services? Eli?
Yeah, so, you know, hypothetically, one could preserve some tax credits and benefits that are presently in the income tax without an income tax, hypothetically. In practice, I think she's hit the nail on the head. All of that is going to go away. And it would be an enormous amount of work for the state to maintain the personal income tax system without just to give credits and benefits without actually collecting any revenue. And I really can't imagine the state would do that. That would be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the people who are relying on those tax benefits are definitely going to be hurt by this hypothetical shift as well.
We have another question from Jen, who asks, I wonder what it will do for employee wages. It seems like it's one more way the state is disinvesting in people. If the state relies on income tax, they have more of an incentive to side with their constituents and their wages. Sarah or Eli, one of you like to take this one?
I mean, that's interesting. Absolutely, when you look at taxes, the legislature is more likely to impose taxes on corporations because corporations don't vote. But individuals would still be voting, and sales tax is something they would care deeply about. So I can see her argument, but I think ultimately voters would still have a huge impact and voice in this issue.
So we had mentioned earlier something about exemptions for expanding the sales tax within fields that include healthcare and agriculture. could that create a sort of, you know, arms race among certain sectors, you know, with other industries that are lobbying for their services to also be exempt? And, you know, has that happened in other states, Eli?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That happens all over the nation all the time. If you are a lobbyist or trade organization representing an industry, this is non-ideologically a very important issue to you. Whether or not your industry is covered by the sales taxes, it's very important to you. And absolutely, I think that one should expect that organizations and lobbyists representing those industries are going to be opposed to being included in the sales tax. And we've all the time seen this problem where state houses would like to include new industries in their sales tax and have ran into opposition.
Mm-hmm. In our final few moments here, I'd like to ask what you, from your perspectives, you know, and the different people and institutions that you are in contact with, what is it that you wish the general public better understood about tax policies in their state? Sarah, let's start with you.
Well, I think that tax policy is sort of like a three-legged stool, right? So the more diverse your revenue sources, the less likely you are to be affected by recession, the less likely services are to be cut or to be increased. And you want some sort of steady state. And at this point, I think people need to really evaluate this with respect to their own situation, but also with respect to how it affects the state as a whole. Because even if you financially benefit, but the state becomes less desirable because all the services are cut, I think it could be something that ultimately impacts everyone.
Mm-hmm. And Eli, in conversations about tax policy, do you find that there's an important aspect or even a party, you know, people that's missing from the conversation?
Yeah, you know, I think this actually touches on something that Sarah said before, but we find that most Americans underestimate the importance of sales tax to funding local and state government and to what they pay. You get a tax return where you can see every dollar of personal income tax you paid. Your property taxes are either incorporated into your rent to some extent, or you see them in one bill, but your sales tax is just paid in many, many little drips each time you swipe your card or buy something. But you know, for most people, especially in the state of Missouri, but in most places, you're paying more in sales tax. In some cases, much more. Missourians in the middle pay about 2.5% of their income in income tax. But they pay about 4% in sales tax. So, you know, it's already for working and middle class people really important. I think a lot of people miss that.
Mm-hmm. Eli Byerly Duke is a state policy analyst with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. And Sarah Narkowitz is a Washington University law professor and director of the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic. Sarah and Eli, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Elaine.
Great to be here.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.